You're listening to SBS News.
Iranian migrant Ali Banan is still adjusting to a new life in Australia. He moved to Melbourne as a skilled worker last year and says he feels lucky to have a job during the coronavirus pandemic, knowing so many others have lost theirs.
Like other people, I'm concerned about this situation. I try to have a social distancing, and I try to don't touch many things in the social public, and I try to most of the time stay at home.
Mr. Banan is one of 130 migrants and refugees who participated in a recent survey commissioned by settlement agency Ames Australia. It found 77% of respondents had high or moderately high levels of anxiety about coronavirus. Ames Australia Chief Executive Kath Scarth said that number compares with only 57% of people in the broader community who told a recent YouGov survey they were feeling the impact of the COVID-19 crisis.
Well, I think one of the reasons is their concern about having enough information. So at the same time as feeling more concerned, they also, you know, almost a third felt that they didn't have enough information about the pandemic. And so, you know, if you're not properly informed, that's obviously when anxiety is likely to increase.
Ms. Scarth says people who fled war-torn countries or persecution were also more likely to be anxious, with strict lockdown measures triggering reminders of their past. But the survey found overall, newly arrived migrants and refugees are trusting of the Australian government's response to the crisis and are very compliant to social distancing restrictions. Ms. Scarth says it shows migrants and refugees are keen to do the right thing by society in the face of serious crisis.
Also, a large percentage were feeling very confident about things returning to normal and were optimistic about the future. But things like feeling like they were informed, that they had enough information about how to look after themselves, they were areas where large percentage of people didn't feel as confident as the broader community.
Nearly half of survey respondents cited language as the major barrier to receiving information, while 31% said they did not know where to look. More than a third said they were mainly getting information on the crisis from the internet. Mr. Banan, whose first language is Persian Farsi, says he found infographics on the Federal Health Department's website and on social media very helpful.
I found all of the messages from government by infographic, and it's very easy to find. I saw some information in Farsi and Persian in Instagram, on Facebook as well, yeah.
Only 12% of those surveyed said they were mainly getting information from media in their home countries. And you can keep up with the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.